Welcome back to the Federal Security Spotlight on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Tom Temin. We're talking about bots and botnets today. These are automated programs that propagate through the internet to infect sometimes thousands of computers. Well, there's a new weapon to deal with botnets. It's called Bot Hunter, and it was developed by the Stanford Research Institute. To give us the details, we are joined by Phil Porras, a program manager at SRA. Mr. Porras, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom.
So tell us, first of all, a little bit about your background and how you came to be at SRI, and maybe, I guess, our listeners might want to know something about SRI itself. Let's start there.
Okay. SRI stands for the Stanford Research Institute, as you mentioned. I'm a program director in the computer science laboratory there. And the focus of my research is network security, intrusion detection, alarm correlation, and also looking for malware and trying to help people defend their systems against it.
Okay, so Bot Hunter is something new that was developed at SRI. How did you develop it? What is its purpose?
Bot Hunter is an application that we developed. Our goal here is to try to recognize systems that are inside of your network that are acting like they're infected. So Bot Hunter is a network monitoring tool, and it tries to track the two-way communication flows between your systems or your computers inside of your network and how they're interacting with sites on the internet, looking for those classic dialogue transactions that would indicate that they're infected.
Well, now let's go into that a little bit. You say classic dialogue characteristics. I mean, people communicate over the internet through websites, and there's, you hit the return key and send a message, or hit the submit key on a website, and communication goes out. You might get an answer back. So what is it that the program looks for that characterizes malware as opposed to just normal back and forth of communication that people do on the network?
The Bot Hunter Correlator has inside of it a concept of what the infection life cycle is. So by that I mean, once your system becomes infected, it then goes through a process of actually downloading malicious software into it. So effectively, once you become exploited, often the system will try to update itself with the latest malware that the malware propagators have on the internet. Then it tries to coordinate, of course, with control centers. It checks in for spyware sites. It also interacts with other sites like phishing sites. Your system also is given instructions to try to propagate out and propagate the malicious attacks. It can scan. It can attempt to infect other systems across the internet or perform spamming. And all those different transactions that are occurring, actually, when you're infected by malware, there's actually a lot of different IP addresses that are involved in that entire process. And Bot Hunter is looking at these dialogue transactions and trying to cast them into that infection lifecycle model. And when it has enough evidence that your machine is acting like it's infected, it would declare that particular machine to be infected.
So one way that this program can tell a machine is infected, I think the key example you gave is that it may interact with many IP addresses, whereas in normal communications, if you're dealing with one website to another website, for example, then it would only be dealing with a single IP address.
That's true. It also has, of course, the ability to actually monitor what the machines inside of your network are saying to the outside world. And it has an ability to recognize classic CNC or botnet command and control. It could recognize the check-in interactions that occur for classic spyware and adware. It can recognize and spot binaries that are flowing into your network from untrusted sources on the internet. And it can take all of this evidence into consideration. And it can also, of course, recognize when your PC is talking to a part of the internet that we know is controlled by malware. So, for example, if your system is now interacting and initiating connections to the Russian business network or to other very well-known CNC servers that I and other people track on a daily basis, we could recognize your machine is infected on that basis as well.
Well, so what does Bot Hunter do that the standard commercial packages of antivirus software and so forth don't do?
Well, let me first talk about Bot Hunter and maybe the classic network intrusion detection systems. the typical network intrusion detection system, I actually have a background in doing a lot of work in intrusion detection. Typically, those systems are designed to monitor people that are on the internet trying to break into your network. So it's very good at spotting point attacks or infections or exploits coming into your network and telling you that there are lots of bad people on the internet that are trying to break into your network. And, of course, intrusion detection can generate many, many alarms. Bot Hunter sits monitoring what your machines inside of your network are saying out to the internet and trying to recognize, of course, as I said, machines inside your network that are acting like they're infected. So it's really monitoring the outbound communication flows, who they're talking to, and what they're saying out there on the internet.
Okay, and so how does it stay up to date on what, these hackers from around the world, the Russian business network, as you mentioned, they're always morphing into different forms of attack and different profiles. Is there some mechanism by which a program can keep up with what's the latest?
Yes, actually, this release of Bot Hunter that we've just made available, our official release last week, has incorporated within it an auto-update service where Bot Hunter can go back to SRI and pull down the latest malware threat intelligence. That includes heuristics for recognizing the dialogues, the emerging dialogues of how malware is communicating with and controlling systems. It could recognize the control sites, as I mentioned. It gets updated on where the control servers, the phishing sites, the drop sites are located, backdoor and control ports, malware-related domain name lookups as well. So it gets a very periodic. Every fielded bot hunter has an ability to pull off from SRI the latest threat intelligence about the new space of malware. And then it can incorporate that into its operation and keep up to date with how malware is changing, how it's migrating from address to address, et cetera.
So in other words, SRI is constantly monitoring what's going on the internet, and then you propagate that information back out to people that are running Bot Hunter.
We are. We're also collaborating with a lot of really great people out there on the internet that are tracking malware. So folks like the Emerging Threats Group, Shadow Server Group. There are other groups that contribute this kind of information to track malware through DNS, through IP address space, and that information is being brought into the threat intelligence that Bot Hunter is using to recognize attacks.
Okay, and is this program, was it developed and coded by people at SRI? I mean, it was a hand-built type of product, or did
yes,
you adopt something commercial?
It's an application that was developed inside of SRI.
Okay, we're talking with Phil Porras of the Stanford Research Institute. We'll take a short break for a word from our sponsor, and when we return, we'll delve more into bots and the bot hunter itself. I'm Tom Temin, and this is the Federal Security Spotlight on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.